Cultural Network in association with Grandeur presents the Road to 1 Million Subscribers event on the 30th of July 2023 at Sunbet Arena in Pretoria. Lineup includes Kabza De Small, Makazi, Musa Keys, Mpop Pops, Celestine Dooley, Eugene Koza, and Robert Boy. This fun-filled event will include comedy, music performances, as well as a live audience conversation with Mac G, Sol Penduka, and the Ghost Lady. Tickets are now available on Quickit from 295 rands. Doors open at 6 p.m. Food and drinks sold at the venue. Come and join a milestone celebration of Black excellence with Podcast and Chill Network.
So, we've had a lot of ladies come on the show, hey, Penduka?
Yeah.
Saying that Nigerian men are better than SA men, this and that. So we thought it'd be dope to invite some Jollof guys to join us.
But do you like Jollof?
What do you guys call us?
But do you like Jollof rice?
Do you find it offensive?
Not really. I just don't like being called a Jollof. Like, why are you calling me? Imagine I'm calling you Papa Steak. Why am I being called Jollof?
I've been called Shakalaka.
Shakalaka, yeah. We had Wendy on, and she called herself a Jollofina. Is that fine?
That's the South African females that like Nigerian guys.
Yeah.
They're the Jollofinas.
So how would you like us to call you for the...
My name.
We're going to get into your name, but... What do you
know? You can call us Jollof, it's fine. Jollof is acceptable worldwide.
So Niger Boys.
Let's do it.
Niger Boys. Okay, let's do it again. Okay, cool. So we decided to bring some Niger Boys.
Yes.
The Jollofinas.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dre and Manny. Thank you so much for coming through, bro.
Thank you guys.
Shout out, fam.
Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, man. So just give us a brief history of like who you are, how long you've been in SA for, like more about you so people can understand, you know, before we start talking about other
things. Okay, as for me, I've been in Johannesburg for like 6 to 7 years.
Oh, wow.
I stayed in Pretoria for like 4 years. So like in total, I've been to South Africa for 11 plus years.
Yeah.
And I've been around, like done a lot of hosting gig, worked for so many clubs, likes of Sumo Montana, Hydro, Blue Room. I've done so many things.
So you're a host?
Yes, I'm a club host and a promoter.
Dope. How come you've never booked us, bro?
Oh, because maybe you guys are not my cousins.
From now on, you'll book us because our name will be Ibuka. Ibuka 1, Ibuka 2. We're your cousins after this, fam.
And you, Manny?
Oh, yeah. So my real name is Emmanuel, but they call me Manny, basically. I've been in South Africa since 2015. I run a media company. We specialize in graphic design and motion graphics and stuff. So, come on, man. I know what you're thinking, but yeah.
What am I thinking?
You're thinking that's a cover, but I run a media company for real. And we do most of the club flyers. Like, my company do most of the club flyers.
Ah, so you do covers.
Exactly.
How you like this cover? Brilliant cover.
Bro, I want to get straight into the shits, man.
Yes.
Why do you think SA women love Nigerians so much?
Do you want me to just like tell you?
Be shit? Honest, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Be honest, man.
Number one, I feel like Nigerians are very generous, right? When it comes to their women. That's number one. And number two, I feel like the sex is different.
For real. Damn, we'll never know.
You would never find out. But I feel like the sex is different and Nigerians spend money. That's literally the truth. So, wow.
So what I think is like 90% of Nigerians are very kind. So you see, being kind is a way to a woman's heart. Like if you can be generous, be kind, like show them some affection, some love, like... And, you know, these days, women likes being loved financially.
Mm.
I don't know if you get it. So as long as you're loved financially and you can support them a little bit with some moral lessons, then tell me, which of these girls wouldn't want that?
I don't think they even want moral lessons. These girls just want money, man.
So are you telling me, for example, if let's say we woke up tomorrow, Nigerians don't have money anymore, right? Chinese have money. Now, SA girls will be into Chinese guys.
You'll be shocked. They will.
I would disagree with that.
I feel they will.
You see, there's this thing about we Nigerians, which is called being smart. Nigerians are like extremely smart, and I think they're also brilliant. So you see, with the way Nigerians can like finesse a lady, like with the way they can like sell you dreams on a different platform, I'm telling you, you'll go for it. Like, imagine telling you like, oh, the future is bright. Like, I have so much properties in Nigeria. I'm just waiting to make some money. Don't worry, when I make some money, I'll make South Africa look nice for you. Mm. Like, they can finesse you into thinking towards their sides. Mm. Like, they can, you understand? Like, I'm telling you, like, an average Nigerian probably has like 3 or 4 girlfriends because, you know why? He's able to, like, tell this one a story, tell different this one a different story. Tell, like, you know, those they'll finish you, sweet talk you.
Wow.
And you, what do you,
that's imagine? That's power. That's a power.
You're not even a girl. You're already saying, wow.
You're a girl, you've been taking off your pants, sir.
Now, are women like this the world over when it comes to Nigerians? I'm assuming maybe if you guys have traveled a bit or if you know any of your homeboys have traveled a bit, or is it genuinely South Africans who fall easier than others that you've traveled to countries?
Okay, in this country, I've met Zimbabweans and they're like cousins to South Africa, like close borders. Mm. And you see, with people from Zimbabwe also, they also actually love Nigerians. Like if you, on social media, I've spoken to a girl from Morocco before. I've dated a girl who's German before.
Oh.
And you see, it's always like that. Like, they just find us somewhat attractive.
Mm.
So you see, with that way, I think Nigeria is taking the shine.
Yeah. And what are Nigerian girls like? Have you ever dated a Nigerian girl?
Oh, shit. Nah. Where am I going to find a Nigerian girl?
Where would you find one? They all married, though.
No, you find the ones Nigerian girls in Dubai, bro.
Yeah.
There's a lot. But in SA, they all married.
Yeah, a lot of them come to SA because they're brought by their guys who came here before to set up their life.
Yeah,
and then they followed. They're not going to come, a lot of them, to struggle with him, but they followed.
Because there's no chances for Nigerian girls to like work in South Africa. Like the chances are very slim.
And what are the Nigerian girls like in Nigeria? Like,
I feel, from my own point of view, right, I feel like the Nigerian girls, they harder to get it, like it's harder to get into a Nigerian girl's pants than a South African girl.
Because why do you think that's the case?
South African girls generally, I don't know about him, but me personally, from my experience, I feel like they like things.
Mm.
Material. Mm.
They like things. Like you just have to like he said, you just have to sweet talk them,
boom, boom,
promise
boom, boom,
them
boom,
stuff, and in. Show them one or two. And
so there is.
Sometimes they don't even want to see your bank account. They just tell them that life is nice.
Mm.
And go to the club sometime and you just throw some money, buy alcohol. They see you spending money on Ace of Spades, Dom Perignon. They're like, yeah, this is the one.
So this is what I think. In this 21st century, I think every girl in the world now is acting the same way. Because I was in Nigeria recently in December. And okay, let me first put it to you, like in Nigeria, the population of men is times 10 higher than women.
Oh, is it?
There's a lot of guys in Nigeria. Like there's plenty guys. Like there's like probably 1 million guys, 10,000 girls. Like it's like everybody in Nigeria gives birth to a boy. So you see, now look at it. So for somebody who left Nigeria and saw like few girls, compared to somebody who came to South Africa, saw plenty of girls. There's
so many girls.
So you see, the girls in Nigeria, you know what? The girls
big
in
Nyash.
The girls in Nigeria, you see what now? Now you're trying to get one. Why are you trying to get one? There's like 20 other guys trying to get out.
And they don't even have Nyash, that one girl.
Yeah.
Bro, dry ass, bro. And they're trying, there's so many Nigerians. The Nigerian guy trying to get her, trying to talk to her, like, oh no, baby, I'll take you overseas. Or no, I'll take you shopping, buy you diamonds, everything, which is all lies. So why are you telling her this? Like 10 other guys saying the truth. So that's why they like act hard to get. It's not like they're hard to get. If they have to come to a country like South Africa, where there's a lot of girls like they are, you know, there's little Nigeria, there's more in South Africa. So if that comes to South Africa, I think they'll bow to pressure. Because why are you busy from like, I don't want you, there's like 17 other girls that want you.
Mm.
So you see, there's no pressure for them.
They're not morally better or they don't have better morals or whatever. It's just that the supply and demand.
In this century, I'm telling you, like, the morals is all the same. Like, we shouldn't lie to each other and say, like, no, South African girls, Nigerian girls are better than South African girls, or South African girls are better than Nigerian girls. It's everywhere, all over the world. Like, there are ukas, there are prostitutes everywhere in the world, bro.
You're so right, man, because a few years back, I'm from Limpopo, right?
Yeah.
So a few years back, a Limpopo woman, a typical Limpopo girl from the village in Venda, was like a baba, you know, like respectful, treats you like a king and whatever. And then when you come to Joburg, like, yo, man, ain't about that shit, you know, like, it's crazy, right? Right? But now, if you go back to Venda, like in December, I went there, they're all the same now.
Yeah.
They're selling now even,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, everyone is for real.
Yeah.
So when they lay on the floor now, it's not to greet, it's already
for the money to pay. Yeah, which goes what you're saying.
More civilized.
Wow, remember that social media now, like everybody sees this thing online.
And Nigerian girls are not even the girls, they're not the type of girls that used to do like surgeries. Now you see Nigerian girls going to do.
All Nigerian girls are doing BBL.
Yeah,
BBL and everything.
CBL.
What do they call it?
Yeah, BBL. Yeah,
they're doing the surgery and everything. So you see.
Everybody wants an ass now.
The world, the economy is like getting more civilized.
I think social media pressure.
And social media pressure is also.
You're right, man. You go to Dubai, it's the same thing. Same girls, bro.
So even in Dubai, it's worse that, okay, in Dubai, when I was in Dubai, I was sitting in the restaurant just drinking my beer. Then you see random girls just waving you. I didn't get it, like waving me. What in South Africa, they don't wave. We chase them. Here we now. So you see, they were just waving, like, but you can see they are Nigerian girls trying to also, like, you know, they're already international, they need to take something on. So you see, that's it.
Trying to snack. I heard that in Nigeria, right?
Yeah.
If you pay sex to a woman, then like she doesn't, you don't regard her, like you don't take her seriously anymore. She's like a prostitute now. Like,
yeah. She's a prostitute immediately. That's,
if you pay for sex wherever it's she's
if I ever paid you for sex, I'm not gonna date you.
It's the way it is. Why am I paying for cookies?
Paying
cookies
for sex,
is free.
Bro.
So if you have to pay for it, you're definitely
I have
hooker.
Two legs, two hands. I'm not a cripple. So why should I pay for sex?
And you're a fine boy. So why are you, if you have to pay for it?
But that's true. The
then
world
you're
over,
selling.
Though. I mean, you're not going to buy pussy and then marry the person. Like, especially if you found them in a club.
Not buy. Like, hey, I want to fuck you. How much? But I'm saying, like,
in the morning, okay. She wants you to pay. I know you find it in a club or in a social setting. And then in the morning, she says, oh, not in the morning. Wednesday, you fucked on Saturday. Wednesday, she's short of rent. I'm sure you know that story.
Yeah, it's
you
it's
categorize like, her as a prostitute.
It's the elder brother of selling. I feel like it's the elder brother of selling. Because a lot of them don't want to go straight to the point and be like, I'm selling, give me X amount. But now, when they wake up in the morning, all of a sudden, you don't have food at home. Your rent is due. Your hair needs to be done. Why don't you just charge me once? Like, just tell me. Pay me 5K for sex and I give you money and you go. But now you have so much problems in the morning that I have to start solving. You're selling.
So who's they're both prostitutes?
They all, to me, they all prostitutes.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
I disagree. Can I tell something? People actually go through real life problems and having sex with you that moment and asking you for money the next time is because actually they actually do need it. People will donate actually for money before they even live with you. Like, how much are you paying me? But it's just, wow. If somebody's asking
but
you
some
like...
girls are not open like
please,
that.
Please. Yeah, some girls are not open like that, but...
Some girls
you
are
not. I don't want you to always say like, oh, because they're not open like that, you shouldn't like be able to up them. Can I tell you something? If I had sex with a girl on Friday, if she's asking money on Monday, I probably would assume like a crisis came to her on Monday. So you see... It's okay to help. Like, it's okay to...
What about the ones that... I've seen one of
so
the
can I ask you
social
a question?
Media
is it,
people.
Is it better to help the girl or to go use that money to buy alcohol in the club?
I'd rather you charge me for the sex once and I pay you off. Don't start coming with series of problems. I'm not your family member.
Because what happens when you say, I don't have the money? Then the tone and changes, meaning she expects it by...
They take you to these blogs. There's the blogs that are trending now and say the guy's...
So it was not a genuine crisis.
The guy's this.
Or rape case.
Yes.
So
a lot of them.
Like I said to you, people have their own intentions. Like some people are really genuine. They're really going through that crisis and they really need that money.
Do you know there are a lot of these slay queens? There's one I saw at the club.
Or maybe because the kind of people I met. Because, you know, I don't like dragons. Like the mates I see, like,
you're looking funny and you're not.
What's a dragon?
What's a dragon? Like, what's a dragon? You can. There's no energy drinks. You can. And mythical creatures.
Like you can see a girl when she looks like a funny creature, and you know, just stay away from this side of people. If you see they're drinking too much, like drinking recklessly, and can't even like sit and stay classy, just stay away, because those people are those ones who's going to drag you to the blogs, who's going to say bullshit about you. But when you see a proper girl, you know what I mean by a proper girl? Mm, like, you know, like, this no. is a proper person.
But the Slay Queens now, they have their own... There's one I met at the club, and I wanted to get her number. She was like, no, I'm going to give you my number, right? But before we start having a conversation, you need to take me to Gucci and buy me a bag first.
Whoa!
I'm like, just charge me 10,000 for the sex and get the fuck out. Like, why are you
get
now? What's going on? Now, I need to go buy you a bag first, and then you start considering if you want to have sex with me. Then some of them will tell you they don't want to have sex in Joburg. You need to like fly them out, because they have like this social media stuff to maintain. So they know
they need a picture on Instagram.
They need pictures on Instagram. So if they see a guy in the club spending and you walk up to them and be like, no, our first date needs to be in Dubai or something. There's so many of them that went to Dubai of recent. Like a lot of South African girls.
Yeah.
I think a month or two ago. Mm. So it's a train. You see them, they tell you, no, we want to go have lunch in Dubai or something, because they see maybe this guy has money. So they want stuff for
girls
Instagram.
Girls must also choose the lifestyle they want to live. You also choose the lifestyle you want to live.
I feel like,
have lunch or dinner in Dubai, please let her do it, bro.
Mm. I feel like
if you cannot afford it, then you wait for somebody who can afford it.
I need to show up.
Because sometimes I know some of my friends. I have a friend there who I think like he wants to wake up tomorrow in Monaco, chilling with Travis Scott, and like probably eating lunch with Travis Scott. So you see, the dreams, you understand? Mm. People want the dreams.
He chose that.
Yeah, he chose that. Like me, tomorrow I want to be in Greece, bro. Mm. Be in Santorini, beautiful place with beautiful people. Mm. So you see, if a girl wants that, it's fine.
But morally, if a girl has to put that before fucking me, then you're selling to me. You rather just charge me.
Yeah, you saying?
Because you won't get there without fucking.
Why are you saying?
I think I agree with that.
Before you consider having sex with me, I need to buy you a Gucci bag. You rather just charge. You're charging me already. That's like a fee. I must buy you a bag of 20,000, 30,000 before you drop down your pants.
What's it like being a broke Niger in SA?
there's. Trust me, that for Nigerians, you'd always get girls.
There's pressure.
But there's always pressure on boys that don't have money. But I feel like sex-wise in South Africa, Nigerians are sweet talkers. Mm. There's money, there's no money. I would finesse you into a bit like dropping your pants. Mm.
I agree with that.
Nigerians who like, they would talk you into doing whatever.
And they're right. Because I once lived in Hillborough, right? So the perception... South Africans, Mr. Kasi, we think all Nigerians have money. Mm. All Nigerian men have
and
money,
big
right?
Dicks.
Yeah.
Mm. The big dicks is, I think that's real.
I think there's just a lot of circumcised dicks among Nigeria. Like Nigerians are really circumcised.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Circumcising.
We grew up like from us being a child, we get circumcised.
Oh, I see.
So you guys don't go to the mountains, ne?
No, what's that?
Oh, okay. Just get circumcised, come back home.
You get circumcised at like hospital. Some of us, like after birth, like we get circumcised.
Mm. Mine, I don't even remember.
Like I didn't know I got circumcised because I was a child.
You've never seen your foreskin?
No.
No.
Oh. You have?
Yeah, man, I got circumcised at 8 or something.
Mm.
Nah,
we like
at 8, birth. You ate it.
Now, and we don't have that mountain experience. I heard that they rape. Let me keep quiet. But I heard they do stuff to boys. They
that
doesn't happen, bro.
They did a whole movie about it, bro.
No one was raped in that movie, man.
I don't know about the movie.
Maybe touched.
Maybe they just touched them.
Nah, man. I've got some Xhosa family. My mom started the family Xhosa. I don't think that happened.
They don't rape the boys there.
Nah.
I think if you speak about those as the dangerous, bro.
Yeah.
Stay away from
Xhosa girls as well. I don't
play. Why not? Why not?
Oh my God. Those ones, you would sell your car to keep them.
Xhosa's like money. Everybody knows.
They like money, bro.
Do these girls use muti on you guys?
They don't. We also want to have sex. It's not like you're finessing me into giving you what. I also like really, really want to fuck. Mm. So when people say, no, Nigerians spend bags on women, like they spend bags like money, like they spend serious money on women to get them. Depends on your tax brackets. If you say a nigga spent 20,000 to impress a girl to fuck, depends on how much is in your account.
You
can't have 25,000 in your bank account and spend 20K on a girl. Mm. But for a guy that has 5-10 million in his account, if he spends 20K on a bag, the bank balance is still almost the same. It doesn't move. So when you complain, I've heard people say, no, Nigerians go to the club and they spend 150, 100,000, 20,000 on alcohol. Depends on how much is in your account.
So I was telling me that you guys don't beat up girls like we do here in SA.
We're raised different. You can't hit a girl. Like, it's very wrong.
I have a perception of that. Like, you see, beating a girl is depends on who you are. Like, it doesn't matter what color, what race,
or nationality.
Like, it's just you having your own morals. You can be Nigerian, you can be South African. Bro, people are just crazy and they just lay their hands on women. So, like, you can be Nigerian, you can even come from Chinese, bro. Mm. You see in the news, people from the U.S., slapped a girl, pulled a girl's wig. So it doesn't matter where you are. Like, it's just about your morals. It's not about your nationality when it comes to domestic violence. Mm. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, with someone like me, because I was raised around women, I am the only son of my mom. So it taught me not to raise my hand against a woman. You understand? Mm. So I would not do such things.
That's wrong.
But you see, it doesn't matter what race it is. South African, Nigerian, Argentina.
But for Nigerians here in South Africa, when a girl provokes you to some extent, you also think there's so many things that you can lose. So you rather just, I rather just walk away. I've had a chick in my house. The other day, it was my birthday on Thursday. The girl came over and we're just having fun. And then she got drunk. She literally broke almost everything in my house.
Dragons, you see?
Dragons. I don't even know the girl. My friend came with her. Like, she broke, the cops came to my house at 3:30. She broke everything in the house. The whole cups, the drinks, my table.
What was the fight about?
That friend, actually. That guy sits in there. Michigan. I invited him to my party. So he came with the girl, right? So we were having fun and that. And the girl would always go out and make phone calls to another guy. Like, I overheard the phone call. She was like, now when I'm done here, I'm in 4 weeks. When I'm done here, I'll come to you. And she came with my friend. Mm. So my friend got angry. He's like, nah, man. Okay, fuck you. I'm leaving. So he left her by my place. Mm, mm. I don't know this girl. Mm. So the other guy that was there was now making fun of her, like, you're an ashawo. The guy that brought you had left you. You're a hooker. You're a chief this and that and that. So the girl got angry. And then she slapped the guy twice.
Boom.
And then it just got crazy. And then she started breaking everything in the house. The whole estate came out. They're like, nah, what's going on?
Damn.
So I got angry. I was very provoked. Mm. But now I looked, I'm like, no, man, this girl probably don't have 5K in her account. Mm. I have so much to lose. I'm not going to now hit this girl and then end up in the police station. And police don't like Nigerians. Mm. So, and also, I feel like there's a lot that don't get spoken about. South African girls as well, you just see the outside. They don't like Nigerians.
For real?
Yes, that's my experience. I feel like South African girls don't like Nigerians. They just want a soft life. They believe these are the ones that they can throw away the money. They're willing to throw away the money. So let's.
Oh, that's why they'll always have a main.
You'll be shocked that my friend would drive a McLaren to go pick a chick, and she would be all over the guy. But she has another guy that stays in Cosmo City that's hitting it, a South African guy. That's like her main guy. Mm. This one is just a bag.
The guy knows about the Nigerian guy.
Sometimes the guys don't know.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Sometimes the guys don't know.
I think what he's saying, like, usually happens among black girls. Mm. You know, in South Africa, you've got women of color, the one you call colored.
Yeah.
And you've got some who are black girls.
So you see
what I think is, you see, the girls he's talking about are mostly black girls, because black girls are the ones who, like, don't like Nigerians, but not all of them. Because you see, when you're talking about emotions, like and love, is a matter of the heart.
Yeah.
Like, I can like you for who you are. I can like you for what you are and not what you have. So you see, it's a matter of the woman being you are in person.
You probably found love or something, but me, I'm telling you.
Girls don't he's found love, eh?
It's not about
in a hopeless place.
It's not about finding love. It's about getting to know people. Because I have met so many people in my life. I've met guys, I've met girls. And some people are just naturally, like, when a girl is kind, that's my weakness. I like kind people.
Mm.
So you see,
yeah.
I've met a lot of people. So you see, I understand, like, it's a matter of the heart. But I know, like, you see what I said? I said, when I first said it, I said, there are some people, the girls who meet the dragons, they just spit fire.
Mm.
Like, having a relationship to them, anything to do with it, they're xenophobic, they like disastrous, they like everything. So you see, having something to do with them has to come for something. Like, if you want them, something has to come out of it. Like, there must be a benefit.
Do you guys think you started the blesser lifestyle, the blesser slay queen lifestyle that's prominent now?
No.
I don't think so.
I think the Serge started that. Serge Kabunge.
Serge!
Yeah, I think he started that.
Oh, yeah, Serge.
Yeah, I think Serge started that.
Bro, because I remember, because I used to DJ like way back in the days, right? And you could go to a gig, buy a six-pack of ciders, and you sorted for the night. Ciders for the girl, beers for the guys. And that was a jump. It was a party.
Those are the years of Europa. Where you drink Jesse Leroux, biggest boy. You know the years of Europa?
Yeah.
Drink Jesse Leroux.
But now, like, and then...
But it's social media pressure. Remember, every girl, they're like sections in the club, right?
Yeah.
There's the VIP section and the other, like,
and
the regular.
And think about it.
Every
girl wants to be. How much was dollars to run? You see? Everything is going up, like... And you know, those days you used to DJ, probably you earn probably like 400 grand, like for scratching.
No. 10, 20.
How much?
I was a big deal back then. Bro,
a big deal then.
Yeah.
Man, not 20.
10K. How much was my Parisa charge?
I didn't know my Parisa then, but maybe you must be euphoric or something.
Yeah,
black coffee. You think you're
euphoric. So where do you think it changed from being able to drink a cider in peace or a beer in peace to now you have to pop bottles? Is that or nothing?
It's the pressure with social media. I feel no girl wants to go to the club and stay in the regular session. Everybody wants to get to hold a bottle of Ace of Spades and like take videos and posts so they can like impress their friend. I think it's social
media. But they drink ciders at home, bro.
Yeah, that's at home. They're not in the club. They take pictures of you and videos of you in the club. So like, when the club posts, they can literally see, they said he was there by the...
My bro, everything is
regular.
I used to drink ciders at home before.
Yeah.
I outgrew it. Now I started drinking VS.
Mm.
I outgrew it. I started drinking VSOP.
Mm.
On my happiest day, I'll drink an XO. So you see, those girls also will outgrow. They will grow like... From ciders to
come to more words.
Because there's still currently girls taking ciders and they're going to go home with you.
Mm.
Yeah. But they'll outgrow that. 4 years' time, they'll be by... What's
exactly
the club
what like, they'll, like, yeah. They'll be in Montana Sumo in the VIP section, chilling with big bitches, and you'll be like, wow, I used to know that girl 5 years ago. Like, I used to know a few girls like years ago we used to twerk, and now you can't even say hi to them
Bro, you probably seen like all the famous it girls now when they were starting. Like,
I was from
Europa,
bro.
I partied in Europa, partied in Blue Room, partied in Moloko, partied in Vanity. What other club you want me to mention? Partied in all the clubs, then I moved to Johannesburg.
He just said 5 years ago they used to twerk. Now they're
on Instagram.
Tell us more. They used to twerk.
Now they like Instagram kingpin. Like everyone is.
No, he's talking about Faith in Kids.
I wasn't mentioning names. I was not mentioning names. I was just telling you what the lifestyle is all about.
But most of the girls that are big now, you started.
You see, those years in 2013.
Mm.
I also didn't used to have like Louis Vuittons.
Yeah.
I just used to wear like my normal like, you know, Studio 88, Sports Scene. But when I understand like, oh, you sometimes you need to shine, bro. So then I understand like...
The money increased.
Like the money increased, like people grow. So you see, that's life, bro. People grow.
But aren't you guys like sharing the same girls? Because it's only limited of people.
Sometimes.
Mm.
It is very, very possible.
Most times.
Most times.
It is very, very possible. you find a Nigerian that has slept with another girl that is dating another Nigerian, that Nigerian is another Nigerian's friend.
It's an intersection.
Wendy said it.
Wendy did say
it. Do you guys sometimes like pass the girls around? Sometimes, especially when you said you could never like marry someone or date someone you've paid. So once you've paid, you can refer your other friend.
Bro, he just said that he left him some stock.
And she broke. He didn't leave.
Oh, that's when she broke that other cup.
No, he didn't leave. Come on, man. I mean, why she there? Why she stay? I personally feel like if you don't want to be part, this thing is like a personal. For the girls, it's like it's personal. If you don't, you know that I know this guy.
Yeah.
It's up to you to say no. It's morally wrong for me to want to have sex with you because I know you are friends with this guy. But these girls don't give a shit. Like, they don't care. So when you say Nigerians are passing the girls around, you must want, like, you want to be passed around. That's my opinion.
What did you say you're from again? Limpopo, right?
Limpopo, yeah. Venda.
Oh, can I tell you something? So you think a girl who left her parents in Limpopo to Johannesburg, didn't you think she came to Osu?
She did, definitely.
So,
but there's some girls that didn't come to hustle, but the lifestyle just changes because, you know, it's a rat race and everybody's doing that peer pressure. And then you end up in that life. Something.
A lot of girls don't want to earn salary now because salary is small. When you can meet somebody who's just going to like, oh, baby, I'm going to take care of you. And it's going to like pay all the bills. So rent, everyone coming to Johannesburg is coming to us. So let me tell you, I don't judge. If a girl tells me she's a prostitute, if I want and I feel like paying for it, I will. I don't judge. I don't care if you want to go to my friend and take more money from my friend. But can I tell you something? 520,000 is 100,000.
Yes.
You can probably buy some RDP houses for your parents. I don't understand. Like, as long as there's life, just leave, bro. Just leave life.
What's your guys' strike rate like outside the club? Because I feel like there's a lot of other South African women who wouldn't fall for you guys because they're not, you know, blinded by the bottles or impressed rather by the bottles and stuff. So how often do you guys meet a chick outside the club and, you know, they warm up to you
and engage
as quickly and engage as quickly as the girl? Because the girls in the club sometimes are out on a mission.
So you see, the women you meet outside the club, if you can hold a conversation with them, they are most likely interested.
Wow.
If you can, like, approach them normal, like, oh, can I take you out for lunch, dinner, or something? Not like, oh, can I take you home? I'm going to pay you this amount. Or do you want champagne? So, like, how you carry yourself, the way you speak.
Nigerians are sweet talkers, man. Like, yeah. I meet you in the shopping mall or wherever. If I'm interested, I would, you would like me.
Let's talk about some of the misconceptions, ne? I'm just going to throw them out there. You guys let me know what you think.
Okay.
Nigerians are scammers.
Yahoo boys.
People need to also. That's all I have to say.
You need people to, need to?
Also.
Whoa.
That's all I have to say.
Yahoo boys. I'm curious, man. Like, right? Yahoo boys is like, you know those emails you get?
Yeah.
They normally have two first names. So it's going to be Andrew Richard, Mr. Andrew Richard.
Yeah.
And it's like your last estate, whatever, or SMSs. Like how much those that you've known personally, no names mentioned, how much do those people spend, like make, the big ones? How much do those people make from those little scams a month, the most that you know of, that you know personally?
I don't know any Yahoo boy personally. I don't know anybody.
Yeah, more. Personally.
But there are a lot of them.
Hushpuppy in them.
Exactly. There are a lot of them that are online that we obviously see. There's Hushpuppy, there's the other one that they, I don't know. But you see those people make a lot of money from it.
Fam?
So, like you said, Hushpuppy, Google has told you a lot of things.
In South Africa. The ones
Do you
we
know
see,
anyone in South Africa?
I know, but I don't know how much they make because they're not my friends, so they could never reveal to me.
Can I tell you something? Yes, how are you going to know what they make? Like, just speak to them, see a reflection of their mindset, and like, chill with them. Like, also, try to become friends with some of them. Maybe you know.
Some guys with serious cash who are into that business. I just never told me that this is how much I gross.
Bro, I'm for it, eh?
And they make serious
I'm
bang,
for it, bro.
Bro.
There was this, I was watching this documentary and this white guy from Australia was crying because he was being scammed by Nigerians.
Yeah!
Right? And they scammed him so much money. But I'm like, fuck these white people. They stole our land. This is us getting the land back.
One
scam at a time.
No. One of the guys had told me that as well.
Yeah.
He was like, well, white people came to Africa. They've been scamming us for the longest time.
Exactly.
To them, it's like, yeah.
Yeah, but I also don't get why.
Everybody just said now you're encouraging people to scam. Scam is a crime. So you shouldn't say such things. Like this.
So it's apartheid.
This is
apartheid was a crime as well.
I understand what he's saying. Like you don't get like Hush Puppy, for instance. Hush Puppy wasn't scamming black people. It's not like he was scamming the poor black people.
Yeah.
So now when I see black people coming out to complain and stuff, I'm like, just shut up, man. That guy is collecting the money they took from us.
Yeah, long time bring it ago. Back. And then so he comes and spends it on SA girls.
In Africa, on SA girls. Buy Gucci bags for them.
Okay,
so
the guy who is talking about scammers and is complaining about prostitutes. What's the difference?
Scammers and prostitutes.
What's the
difference? I'm not complaining. You got me wrong, right? I'm not complaining about prostitution. Like, I don't mind it, right? I'm just saying, I personally, my personal preference, I feel like I'm good looking.
Mm.
I'm okay. I can finesse you nicely. Why do I have to pay you? Like, if you're interesting, let's go have sex. If you're not, go. Why do I have to pay you for it?
Yeah,
but when you start asking me for bags and stuff in the morning,
people need to leave. You see, this man is from Limpopo. He came to Johannesburg.
Yeah, he's doing podcasts. This girl's supposed to work at Pick
and Pay. So a girl also doesn't have a job. She thinks like Pick and Pay can pay her
jobs and lower salary.
Apart from that, like
you can't be high standards with no job. Like why are you? Why do you want to wear an LV bag and you don't have a job?
I'm going to tell you something. There's no rich man or wealthy man without a dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Either you want it or not. Either you like it or not.
Nobody's clean.
That's true.
Tell me the richest man in South Africa and I will tell you like he's probably got the dirty laundry.
I mean, our president had so much money in couches.
In his couch.
Mm. You wonder why. I mean, where did it come from?
So
you see what
I'm saying? Like, so if somebody starts...
Is he not a scammer? Mm, you see?
I mean, there were billions in his couch. It's illegal to keep this kind of money.
So, Mark, you see what I'm saying? If a girl starts as a prostitute and become the richest woman in South Africa, is that not success?
Whew. She must have sucked a lot of dicks, man.
That suck.
That's absurd.
But you see what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like she's successful.
Yes.
You understand?
And in her right.
You know the funniest thing is like people would not even remember she was fucking like 19 guys before she came to
South. Never.
I agree with you, man.
We all have different hustles, bro.
Like people, like you said, Cardi B.
She didn't kill anyone.
She didn't kill, exactly, bro.
She didn't steal from anyone. It's not like it wasn't consent. You understand? I agree with you, bro.
Prostitution is fine. I don't mind it. It's okay. But
you just want money.
Me personally, I have to like you to that extent to be like, okay, Shapke, what do you need? Let me ask you. Let me be the one to ask you, like, what do you need? Don't start looking for... If you're a prostitute, tell me. Like, tell me. I pick you from the club. Be like, Manny, I'm selling. It's 10,000. Sharp. Let's go. But don't say, no, I like some of these girls.
If you were a drug dealer, would you say, hey, I'm a drug dealer?
You must own your shit. Huh? Okay. You must own your shit.
So you
still have a media company?
I have a media... Seriously.
That's graphics covers.
So you see the word love don't cost a thing. That ended 1996.
Yeah, love cost a thing these days.
Nuts, bro.
But you must tell me you're selling. Don't start having rent issues and your mother is dying 2 days after I had sex with you. Anything like,
because it's cheaper for her to just say.
Just say, like, yes. Yo, bro. A lot of them walk up, like there was a chick that walked up to me at the club. It's like, no, you look so nice. And you look young, eh? She started coming. I'm like, that's a fine girl. So why not? She came to my section. She's chilling. We're having fun. And then at the end of the night, she slipped it to me with style. She's like, nah, when I wake up in the morning,
how much are
you going to give me 5K? Oh, hey, I'm a fool. So you see when she said that, I was like, thank you. I appreciate that. Now I don't want to take you home because I know in the morning I won't give you 5K and I don't want problems. So just... You know, go to your house. Then now you follow me home. You make me like you play, you string me along like you actually like me. We get home, we have sex, Sharp, it's all good. And then in the morning, I'm like, oh, Sharp, take 1K for Uber and you go home. And then the next 2 hours, I'm seeing myself on the blog. You're like, hey, this guy that stays in 4 ways, he gave me 500. He's a broke bastard. A lot of that happens to Nigerians. Or you go and open a rape case. There are a lot of our brothers that we don't talk about that are
literally rotting away in prison for stuff they didn't do.
Serious.
A lot of them. Lot of them. Go like, to these prisons to see Nigerians. They've not done nothing. Like, they've done absolute... They've not even... They didn't even attempt rape or anything.
The police don't even ask, like, what happened. The police are like, oh, you fucking kwere-kwere.
The police is like, you're Nigerian. I'm a kwere-kwere. Get in. You're gone. They keep you there. People
and
are
if you don't even have money, you know what that means? Mm. Like, you get a slap included.
They slap you. They beat you. Put you behind the back. They don't even want to hear. Because they know that
they don't want part of the story.
When they see a Nigerian, they see paydays. So they feel like if you're not going to give us money, you're going to rot in jail. And sometimes when you
And they actually know the truth. Like, you see, can I tell you something? I bought you alcohol. We went home. We were both drunk. We had sex. That's not rape. Because I don't have money doesn't mean it's rape. But because of the mentality, like, oh, you brought from Limpopo and say anybody who sleeps with you must give you money. Sorry to mention Limpopo.
No, it's fine, it's fine.
So anyone who has to sleep with you must give you money. And because that person doesn't have money, you have to open a rape case. That is very, very wrong. And the police must just help us in like subsidizing those situations. Like, actually, it's not actually not rape. It's not rape. Because you left the club.
You didn't go to your house. Nicely.
You came to my house.
You drank my alcohol.
We were drinking together. I bought you pie, pepper steak.
By the garage.
But that's not even a Nigerian thing now, man. It's just a culture thing now. Even SA guys are being accused of rape when they didn't.
Yeah.
It's just a culture thing.
It's rampant with Nigerians. I feel like a lot of ladies know that.
It's extortion.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, they think there's like money in the cupboard, you don't want to give them or something.
When they see a Nigerian, they're like, today.
We're going in.
They call their parents, hey, it's happening, eh? You must kill the cowboy. Money is coming, Baba.
Is it true that Nigerians are just a front? They don't necessarily own the clubs that they are running.
They own clubs, proper businesses.
Nigerians actually own a lot of business.
I feel like Nigerians don't get accolades for a lot of things they do. Nigerians are very brilliant and smart.
I worked for Black Dog before. They were my friends. And it's just, they own it 100%.
It's not like, a front. It's
a lot of people own their clubs,
legit
bro.
Business.
A lot of Nigerian clubs.
Tax and everything.
Like it's owned. Mm. Maybe I don't know about other like low budget clubs, but the proper clubs, like
we can't speak.
Booth is owned by Nigerian. He owns it.
Booth, yes.
He owns it. I know him.
Black Door as well.
Owned by Nigeria.
Black Door is owned by Nigeria.
He owns it.
You know, as soon as you walk in, you hear Afrobeats. You're gonna know.
But no, not about Afrobeat, bro. Afrobeat, what are you saying? Bamba.
I know.
Yeah, quickly, while we're on music, bro, why is it? Because we've been to Ghana, eh? I've been to Nigeria as well, other African countries. Why do you guys play the BPM so fast?
Life is fast, Baba.
You must dance quick.
Life is slow.
You must dance quick.
See, bro, we have limited time in life. Yeah. Everybody can die at any time.
Yeah, you must be fast.
So, the beat is fast, bro, dance fast.
That time is a 30-minute set and you have like 100 songs.
Chorus and
the next one. You must be very
fast. When you book like piano guys, don't you guys get frustrated because they let the whole 7 minutes play?
So, yeah. I think with piano guys, they now understand like they don't have to play the whole beginning of the beat. So,
they know the part. They know the part people like. Just give us the root thing and leave the black coffee.
Just give us the root thing.
It comes with mushy. It comes like crazy.
Don't take time. Like,
it's like you listening to TikTok, my man.
I watched the black coffee episode and it was like, he goes to Conquer and he builds the set and builds the dive. Just give me.
Conquer already built.
Give me what you want.
What you want to hear.
Why are you building me up?
Are you building?
I'm already drunk. You're building me up. I must become sober now and then you take me.
And the longer the DJ takes, the longer Nigerians spend money. Imagine you are still playing.
Now there's 100,000.
And now there's 2 EXO. You know how much a bottle of EXO costs? 12,000 rand.
Yeah.
Now you buy 2, that's 24,000. You are still playing. Who are you bringing up, bro?
Get to the boys.
You enjoy this thing of glitters and all the sparkling lights because you guys, I feel like, started
everybody
that thing.
Everybody does.
That's lifestyle.
No. Not everyone.
I hate that. I tell them.
We tell them, hey, no lights, no girls. It takes one person to bring 2 bottles.
You said no girls.
No, to bring the bottles. It doesn't take 10 girls to bring.
You said no girls.
He said
look into his story.
No, man. It doesn't take 10 girls to bring to escort 2 bottles.
Look into the story. No girls. Okay.
No, man. Hey, this guy.
I mean, if you're
so obviously much attention.
Depends on what you're buying in the club. If you're obviously buying a bottle for 15,000 or 18,000, my brother, you're there to show off. Why am I drinking 18,000 bottles? Everybody will know.
You see the boys in the club. I own the club to be in a competition of who
has more money.
Mm. Who has the more money? So now I want to ask you something. You know why you don't want lights? Because you're not buying the proper bottles.
If you're buying an ESO space, bring the lights, Baba.
They are just buying the VS.
If you're spending 50k on a bottle, you want them to know.
And now I'm going
put
to tell
it,
something.
Hide it.
That makes sense. In Nigerian clubs, VS are not allowed. Like they don't sell VS, bro. They don't sell VS. Up is only EXO, bro.
Damn.
Most of the clubs in Nigeria. So you say, don't worry, Montana is coming to that stage. There's not going to be VSOP.
But also, we've been spoiled because we get riders, so we don't see the value in bottles as well.
Yeah, we get free.
And you're probably not in the club for the same reason. Imagine I just had 5 million transferred to my account, and there was some little kid that was showing up the other day. I'm like, I'm going to show that guy. Shut up. So, keep quiet.
As a graphics guy, what kind of deal you get 5 million for? As a graphic designer,
I'll show you. Want,
for some Pandora EP.
I'll show you.
I could, fam.
What do you feel about Nigerians being banned in countries? They're starting to ban Nigerians now. In Dubai,
we heard something about Dubai and UAE.
Mm.
That Nigerians UK are being banned. UK as well. And
so you see, with the Dubai issue, I think it happens with the fact of confraternity. And I think that's everywhere in the world. In South Africa, there's 26, there's 28, like I used to hear. And
so I didn't get that. What?
In Dubai, it's an issue of confraternity. Like the cults, they're like,
the gangs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in South Africa, I think there's like 26, 28, but you see, Nigerians are just like more violent. And you know, a Nigerian cannot speak to you and be like, hi, Mark. Like, hi, Mark.
Yes.
Understand? We grew up like
and
that.
You think we're fighting?
Are we not fighting?
Just
bro.
Saying hi to you. I remember I just landed in Lagos, my first time in Nigeria, a few years back, bro. Fighting. So, I'm trying to get a Coke, and this lady's like, hey, why are you wasting my time? What do you want? Take. What do you want?
It's like,
hey, man, I'm paying.
Life is fast.
Yeah. Take.
With the issue of confraternity is why Nigerians is banned in Dubai. But with the UK issues, I think it's about education. Like people getting visas saying like, oh, they want to come study.
And they end up not going back.
And they end up like bringing all their family. I forgot the name of this visa they give to Nigerians. Like when they give you a visa, you can bring all your family if you're married.
Mm-hmm.
So like they had to stop it because some Nigeria blogger like you went on social media, accepted an interview. I said, no, they don't want to study. They don't want to work. They're just using that as an escape to leave Nigeria. So that's what actually happened with the UK one. So it's not about Nigeria getting banned. I can still go to Dubai if I want.
Yeah.
But I just have to go on a family package. Dubai wants us as family. They don't want riffraffs anymore.
Oh.
Not that Nigerians are riffraff, but you see,
they want you to come with a purpose.
There's out of all the fishes, there's always a bad fish, you see.
Yeah. Nigeria is a lot of people. So you don't, the few bad ones get very famous and then they paint everybody with the same brush.
Yeah, it's like what they do in America where they say Africa, there's no highways.
There are monkeys and giraffes everywhere.
Yeah.
So there are a few bad Nigerians. Like we're not going to lie, they're Nigerians that are actually really bad.
Yeah.
But it's not everybody. Yeah. You can't just say, oh, Nigerians are scammers. Oh, Nigerians.
But to me, the thing is, and you're right? Because there's so many Nigerians in South Africa, in corporate, who work at the big banks and all over, and they're really smart. Some of them super qualified. But the thing to me, it's like, how is the few givings, how are they so powerful to give everybody a bad name?
It's like, let's say, for instance, the issue of drugs, right? A lot of people complain and be like, no, Nigerians are on the street selling drugs and what? I'm like, have you actually asked how the drugs get into the country?
Mm.
Yes. Nigerians don't even know anything about those stuff. They're just the ones, they're very loud and they're throwing money and trying to like...
But who owns the ports?
Who owns the ports? The governments are getting money from these things. The government are getting paid
for real.
This. Yes. Mm. Yes.
So someone... High top officials in government are allowing these drugs to get in.
The drugs get in.
Well, of course, they know.
Do.
They know everything that happens in the country.
They do.
So they're eating.
course. Why are you acting like you didn't know salt?
Oh, that's why on Sizzok Tour, like, it's always some Nigerians and Hillbrow, and it's never the big guys in the suits who get arrested.
Yeah. When they say we're going to do xenophobia, what, and chase people out of the country and whatnot, you see them attacking Nigerians. And we're not the only foreigners here. There are a lot of white people that are foreigners here. Why are you not going?
There are a lot of whites selling drugs.
Yes, there are a lot of whites selling drugs. Why are you not attacking them?
Russians.
Why are you not going to the port to be like, where's this thing coming from? Who owns this shipment? And where's this drugs? And because catch the real people. Yeah.
Actually, a shipment.
Why are the customs
not searching it?
Mm. Yeah, the real people bring in.
It's like in America, who's pushing the drugs in the streets?
Yeah.
It's the black people. Mm. But who gets the drugs in? The government.
I think in America is also Mexicans.
Yeah. Mexicans. Yeah.
Mexicans are the equivalent now in America to.
And also in South Africa, they are like South Africans that also sell drugs, bro.
You missed that one.
You missed that part.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
Exactly. Like to white foreigners. I'm not going to answer you, bro.
Yes.
Now, man, I feel like if you're going to tackle drugs problem, leave Nigerians alone. These are just, for instance, my own story. I'm actually a graphic designer for real. That's how I know Mash.
Yeah. Oh, Mash. Yes.
I'm actually a graphic
designer. Do you know Mauro?
I don't. I just know Mash.
He's good, Mauro.
I know Patrick, Mash, and the rest. I'm actually a graphic designer.
Patrick Lisoba?
Yes.
Yeah, that's one of my best friends, man.
Damn, shout out, bro.
Yeah, no, he's actually a graphic designer. You know Patrick, I know.
Yeah. All right, okay.
We design covers. So I came into the country and I actually, like, I wanted to actually work, you understand? So I had an interview with one of the companies. I went there. They didn't know. I don't think they knew I was Nigerian at first. So we had done all the practicals and everything, and they asked us to submit documents, and then I submitted my passport and everything. And the guy came clean to me. He's like, no, your designs were actually very nice, but you're Nigerian. We can't hire you.
Jeez.
So now when a lot of people come out and be like, no, Nigerians, foreigners are stealing our jobs. I'm like, what jobs? But they don't even hire Nigerians. Like, what are you talking about? Yeah, what jobs are we stealing? Because half the Nigerians, or almost all the Nigerians is here self-employed, or they try to own businesses.
And you create jobs for Slay Queens.
The salons and all those stuff. There'll be no Slay Queens without Nigerians.
Exactly. Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah. We're actually feeding the economy. They don't give Nigerians jobs. They don't. You can't get employed as a
Nigerian. Clubbing culture would actually die without you guys.
Who would buy Ace of Spade? Mm. Who would buy the Dom Perignon and the Cristals in the club?
Xenophobia. What's your take on that?
I think it's shitty. I feel like it's
the most horrible thing I've ever heard in my life.
Like, I feel like black, it's the government, my brother.
Black fighting blacks. Like, you know, you don't understand. Like, you as a black man telling me, I'm a black man, I must go back to my fucking country. Like, do you know how that thing ought to so much? Like,
it's so bad. You know, when we talk about colonization, I feel like South Africans say, like, no, the white people came to take the land and what. In my opinion, that's not colonization.
Mm.
The major thing the white man had done to a black man is to turn the blacks against the black.
Mm.
That's like, in my opinion, that's colonized. Because you would have a black man sell another black man out.
And you know how lovely Nigerians are, just a Nigerian that, oh, I'm from South Africa. They take care of, oh, my brother, come, what do you want to eat? Like,
you see the girls here that go to Nigeria.
Not these days. These days, apparently, in Nigeria, South Africans are not treated as warm, as you say.
Why are they going there?
Are you from South Africa?
Can I tell
you? You know, because of the bad PR.
Nigerians will always treat foreigners nice.
Of xenophobia.
Nigerians will treat you nicer than a Nigerian.
You will not come back from Nigeria with your full legs, full body. They'll take your phone. They'll take everything from you. Nigeria is easy, bro. People are smart. They're fast. Like, so what are you saying? Like, Nigerians are lovely. Like, they accommodate strangers. Like, oh, you from South Africa? Come.
And you come, you're a girl from South Africa.
They will share their food with you.
You're good.
For that Nigeria, I give them 100%.
But bro, let's be honest. We've traveled a couple of African countries and we've witnessed Ubuntu everywhere we go.
Generally.
Yes. Ghana.
Ghana, who was like, oh, South Africa. Okay, but he was like, but understandable. He was like, are you from South Africa? Are you guys still xenophobic that side? Or are you guys still killing? But that was a valid thingy. And I was embarrassed. We're like, fuck.
Yes,
you know what I mean? Yes. But generally, you're right.
You know, yeah. when you go to Zim.
Oh.
Zambia.
Whoa, man.
Yeah, everybody. It just shows very love, man. Some Nigerian celebrities sometimes, they don't even
want to come to South Africa because this is a public issue, bro.
Huh? Check the music industry, for instance. There are a lot of the South African guys that are going international now.
Yeah, yeah, Focalistic.
It's via the Nigerians.
Of course.
It's Davido taking Focalistic to be like, let's go.
And
let's go
to the UK.
Musakis is taking Ish.
Yeah.
Unavailable song is one of the biggest songs in the continent.
In the world, man.
He brought Musakis. Like, come on board, let's make this. They're going to tour together, obviously.
It's a rap now.
Yeah. They take it major league on the international scene.
Like, how did Davido find Musakis?
Can't lie.
Mm.
I heard like, oh, he just heard this music and liked him, like requested for him.
Oh.
So look, you can imagine.
Nigerians are warm.
Have you ever seen a South African man request for a Nigerian man to come chill on his table?
Hey. Fucking hell.
Those, like, those South African guys on the club,
But AK did that for Burna Boy.
Excuse me?
AK did that.
AK wrote on, but literally, come on. You guys... I watched the episode where you were complaining about Burna's tweets about AKA stuff.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
Like, come on. The guy, what do you want him to say, man?
Yeah, nah, AKA just died.
He said, I love the guy, but it's not like I wasn't straight to the guy, but I didn't wish him, I don't want him to die. That's what he said, literally.
Then
everybody heard different. And the AKA and Burna story, it's not like people were like, no, AKA made Burna big. Burna Boy was already one of the biggest artists in Nigeria when he
You
left.
Know what I think? I think we should just move past AKA issue. We shouldn't speak ill about the death.
Sure, sure, sure. Yes.
Ah, man.
Yeah.
But I agree with what you're saying in terms of... So do you think when you come here, there's no Ubuntu?
What's Ubuntu?
I don't Ubuntu, like
Ubuntu is it's kindness from... visitors when they come in, even amongst ourselves.
There's no kindness like.
Because like from Venda, like I grew up in Venda, what we taught is that no matter who it is that you're talking to, if there's an elder, you have to say nah. You know, that's kind of like
Venda's Ubuntu. That's how we are. That's how we are also in Nigeria. Like, if you're older than me and I come in here and I see you in Nigeria, I'm like...
Exactly. It doesn't matter who you are.
It doesn't matter who you are.
If you're the janitor, it doesn't matter.
But in this country, I think like the kindness is not a lot. And I know... Probably if you post this on Twitter, people be like, yeah, fuck them. They must go back to their country.
Yeah, I see that every time.
And at this point, if you ask me to go back to my country, I'm going to go back to my country.
Nicely.
We're probably suffering from the
same... You're probably chugging the woman. That's why
they're
saying
same electricity problem,
bro. There's
no
power in your country anymore. So what do you have to... What are you saying,
bro? Bro, we have the same load sharing problem. Tell me...
There's nothing to boast about anymore.
Now there's no tweet and go back to your country. You know when there used to be electricity, like, go back to your country, you fuck. Now you can't see those tweets. You tell me to go back to my country, man.
Nicely. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we've got electricity. At least in Nigeria, I can buy a generator. They don't allow generator in my estate, so I have to suffer
emotion. You know, you guys didn't notice that tweet is not even a lot. Like, no.
There's no xenophobic tweet.
There's no xenophobic. Like I think this Eskom thing is working for Nigerians. There's no tweet like, go back to your country. We all don't have light.
Nothing special here
anymore.
We all
don't have electricity. Yeah.
You see, when people... I tell them, what you guys have been living, you've not been in Africa. South Africa was not... It's not Africa. Mm. You're just graduating into the African face now.
Mm.
The bad leaders and the bad roads and the nope. Now this is Africa. You guys, this was the UK long time ago.
Not the UK.
Now you're in Africa now.
Yeah, we're just like any other African country. Load shedding, bad roads.
It's bad now.
Corruption on the rise.
That's why you
can
must,
imagine.
You must vote a white person in.
Ah.
No. I think she put Julius Malema.
No.
Julius.
No way. No way,
Julius Malema, bro.
No way.
What do you guys think about your new president?
The Nigerian one.
Yeah, the Nigerian one, yeah.
I did not campaign for him personally because I feel like he's very old.
Mm.
Like, and I don't appreciate politics when it's been recycled. Like, this guy has been a topic in the politics space for over 30 years and the country is just going down, down, down. So if you're like the major kingpin for 30 years and the country's like this, now you're just now the president. You have access to whatever you want.
It's your turn to eat.
Yes.
So now, you're the equivalent of the ANC?
Exactly.
Oh, I see.
So now I feel like from my own personal view, right, because I didn't campaign for him. I wanted Peter Obi to win, the other guy. So I feel like you've ruled Lagos, right? He was like the governor of Lagos. He was a senator for a while. He did well in Lagos. But even politics in Africa, when people be like, no, the politician did well. He brought electricity and he brought good roads. What did we vote you for? Like, those are like the basic things you're supposed to do.
Mm.
It's like you employed me, you hired me for a job and I've designed your cover for you. And then I want to, I've designed your cover for you.
Please, can we put on record you and I do his next album cover, please?
Or yes.
Yeah, please. Yeah, you'll charge if it's a real cover guy. Or it's just a cover.
No, trust me, man. Trust
so
me.
You see, this is what I'm going to say about the new president. Can I tell you something? People who are like totally underestimated, like, can do a lot of things. You see, that's why I stand with Malema any day, any time.
Malema would drink this country's money.
See, can I tell you something about Malema? Sometimes it's like I see his effort. I see his effort over foreigners. I see his effort over the country. I see his effort over load shedding, how to make the country better. Like, if I was South African, I would vote for Malema. Like, if I have a friend in South African and they're listening to this, I want them to please vote for Malema, because you know why? I think that man is underestimated and he has the power of change. Because you look at it now, you guys have voted ANC years ago, ANC years ago, ANC years ago. Please, what happened? It's getting worse and worse. Look at it. There's load shedding here. No, I know you guys wouldn't want to vote for the
Malema DA. I think Malema has taken the only feud that is left. Like,
no.
He wants to fight the whites and get the land back. He knows everybody wants to hear that. It's obviously good. It's his campaign. My brother,
same with
you're Nigerian,
Nigerian president.
Right?
Same with Nigerian
the guy
president.
That came in, Buhari, the last president, the topic of the whole campaign was change. Let's vote change. Let's vote change. We all were on the streets jumping and saying, no, we want change and
nothing
this and that.
Changed.
Now he came in. My brother, he messed up. Our debts is like, what we owe China now is ridiculous.
Can I tell you, everyone who is overhyped, don't do the job. ANC is always overhyped. Everyone from Soweto, from every part of the country, loves ANC because of Nelson Mandela. So try EFF. Try voting for Malema. And I can tell you, like, that guy you're underestimating is going to do something. Because, like, I've seen...
He's got a point to prove.
Like, thank you. He's got a point to prove. He's got something to
prove. The last Nigerian president had every point to prove.
That's what he's just saying.
I don't think so.
The last Nigerian president. And after the first 4 years, he came back and is like, no, man, you know, the country is really bad. So we need time. So we need time to, like, that 4 years was not enough.
Yes.
Give me another
give
4 years.
Another, I'll show you.
Now he like, yay. He was borrowing money and they were just feasting on us back home.
Yeah. So
it's bad.
You see, the last Nigerian president, I'm going to correct him. The last Nigerian president is old. Very old.
But we voted for him.
So can I tell something? Can I tell you something about somebody? Yes, Buhari is very old. Can I tell you somebody who is very old?
Even the new one.
They have
old.
Dementia issues. They can tell you, oh, I'm going to change my clothes and forget to change the clothes. Compared to South African President Malema, Malema is still very young and vibrant. Like, I'm telling you, if he says, I'm going to make South Africa new, he's going to make it new. Like, I don't know.
How much does he spend at your clubs, bro?
Yeah, bro.
You don't know, Baba.
No. It's not about how much he spent. I just like his personality.
Yeah, no, it's just
like, I like the way he talks, the way he backs up foreigners. The way, like, he's not even the president and he will stand for you, bro.
Jay, you know my own point of view, right? With the whites ruling the country. I feel like the whites are obviously very much affected with these minor problems like load shedding and the rest of them. So for them not to inconvenience themselves, they rather just fix the power problems because they also want power. But right now the blacks are in power. They're doing nothing. There's no road. There's no lights. There's nothing. So why are you still saying
but power is not the only issue in South Africa? There's a lot of issues in South Africa. Like,
power is worse because...
Like, South Africa just needs to grow. It needs to grow more. It's not about power or anything. Like, it's about the economy.
They are now in the African phase. They are now an African country. A real African
Sadly,
country. You just... I mean, I'm listening.
Food?
Nigeria, South Sea.
Yeah.
That's why our sex drive is high. What do you think?
Hey!
With a lot of shit. The brand is true.
We don't eat processed
how
food.
Many how many Nigerians do you see in the hospital with cancer and
we don't get sick.
Damn.
Our food is proper. Like,
our food is proper.
Bro, it sounds like we are Americans and you guys
yeah,
are
Yeah, you guys, yeah. You know, you guys have like
accommodated too much.
Accommodated the whites for so long that you're now white. Like,
I get you.
I feel like you're
so McDonald's is, there's no McDonald's in Nigeria.
With stuff like that. There is.
No, there's no McDonald's. There's a K KFC, I think.
There's KFC.
That's it, but processed food is not like a thing.
It's, no, it's not like a thing. Thing. Everybody wants to cook. I personally
everyone wants to cook. Like,
and that's why you guys are so big.
That's why we last long in bed.
I'm not big. What do you mean you guys are so big?
I remember walking into a Nigerian restaurant in Jersey and I wanted, like, I saw beef stew. And I'm expecting meat, like red meat. And it was like, it's like almost insides, you know? Like tripe-ish.
That's what you requested for.
And, you know, I said beef stew and they gave me that.
You said Nigeria beef stew.
Like, I'm actually beef stew. And feet.
So in beef stew, in Nigeria, like, there's everything. Like,
there's fish even
inside of beef.
Stew. Yes.
When you kill a goat, there's intestines, there's...
That you're going to find in the stew.
Yeah.
It's everything in it. We like to eat
it's everything in it.
Man, that's why we are healthy.
I'm studying Nigerian food, man. I'm
you
trying to get
start
big,
eating
man.
Nigerian food and stop drinking 2 liters
like,
of Coke.
You'll not even get sick, bro. Like, I think you'll be healthier. Like, I don't even remember when last I got sick. Like,
I can have 5 years.
I don't even have medical aid, bro.
I don't get sick like that.
But bro, it makes sense because look at our grandmothers back in the villages. They lasted to like 90, 100
and they
because
used to eat mroko and
yes, pap. It's this processed food. You buy chakalaka.
All
these
from McDonald's, they ruin your health, bro.
They would mess you up.
No, but chakalaka is nice, bro. What are you saying?
No, not in the can. Not the processed one in the can. Fuck, I make it from scratch with the carrots and stuff.
Fuck, bro. I just realized we're mini America. We've adopted the wokeness thing.
Yes.
We've done the wokeness thing.
Yeah, you have adopted like the American culture a lot.
South Africa is literally a mini America.
Like, yeah, look. Do you know? I know a rapper that likes that raps like an American. Anati, like.
Yes.
Anati.
Yeah, he raps like an American, bro. So you can see.
What do you think of Nasty C? But they love Nasty C in Nigeria. He raps like an American as well. You guys love.
Apart from that, Nasty talks like sometimes about sex.
Okay.
That's where he wins the Nigerians over. I was in the throat.
Tonsils.
Apostle tonsil.
Yeah. You like sex also, I can hear.
Soon we're going to be walking around with guns, ne?
Already, dog.
Already, ne?
Yeah. No, someone was shot outside Paraguana. Yeah, now. Just yesterday.
Wow.
I mean, kids carry guns in school, man. In America. Not as bad as America, but there's knives in school and stuff.
Hey, we are in America, eh?
You guys
there's
are
knives
Americans,
in school, bro.
Fuck,
we are the real Africans.
Like,
we are the Africans.
Somebody can just go outside and shoot someone. It doesn't happen in Nigeria, bro.
For real?
Nah.
And the crime there, that side?
In Nigeria, you can't shoot. You can't be caught stealing. It can lead to your death, bro.
You can hustle, but not like...
You can also, but not like physical. Like, I can't rob you and be caught and play with my life. I can be killed immediately. Like, there's jungle justice in Nigeria.
Sure.
What's jungle justice?
Mob justice.
Oh, like, there is, even if you steal. Right?
Yeah, kill
you. They don't have time for bullshit. Like,
now, how bad are drugs in Nigeria? The drug crimes in Nigeria?
The drug crimes in Nigeria is actually very low. Like, I was in Nigeria Sunday, I was telling you, like, a lot of people don't actually do drugs like in South Africa. Like, in South Africa, you see people on the road and you know they're actually begging money to do drugs. Those don't happen in Nigerians.
Oh, bro. You mean like Nyaope?
Yeah. In Nigeria, when they're begging you money, they actually really need that money. They're probably crippled. One leg is not functioning. But yeah, you see a full-grown man who can work in the car wash, who can work anywhere as a bartender. And you know how much the clubs want white people to work for them? Like, the club wants like a white man working as a bartender, like, yeah. For like, because you guys are like mini Americans, so they want like Americans for like prestige, presents. For like prestige issues. But at the end of the day, they're there on the streets trying to beg for money drugs. For drugs. It's not
drugs
nice.
Is not there in Nigeria. Like,
what's the punishment if they catch you in Nigeria selling drugs?
12 years imprisonment, I guess.
No jungle justice for
no
jungle drug
justice.
Dealers.
No.
They have the death sentence.
There's death sentence in Nigeria is heavy. And on Instablog today, a man was sentenced to death because he killed somebody in his hotel.
Sure.
That's beautiful.
So when you come from a place like that and you come here, it's a free fall here.
So you see, when I come from a place in Nigeria, when I come here, like I my morals work. Like, I don't want to fight you. I don't know, like, I don't want to kill you.
I don't want to kill you because I still have that thing in my mind.
Am I like, oh, I'll be killed if I kill you.
Oh, yes.
I might get a death sentence. So you see, when you offend me, I could just like walk away. And if you do too much, take out one of your tits.
You in the face.
Take home your teeth and be like, we'll settle it tomorrow.
South Africans, you guys have accepted so many of these
European
laws
cultures, the American
and the cultures and stuff. Even the
mass
a
shooting,
very
like,
delicate topic.
Like in Nigeria, you can just you cannot just murder someone. Home. Imagine you just going to kill someone. Boom, we'll find you, bro. You will not even leave that vicinity, bro. You shot someone and you think you can run that like that,
jungle justice.
Bro.
Botswana's the same,
and they're just like our neighbors here.
You think you shoot someone and just run away like that into your car? they will, that this guy will not America. Get to the next
one. I mean, so we in a jungle, man. You're hearing this.
Yeah, no tolerance for murder, bro. That's murders. Hey.
This is America.
Right? Yeah, yes, yeah, yes. Yeah. This place is very interesting. Slow.
And what about rape? How bad is rape in Nigeria? Okay. And what are the repercussions of rape in Nigeria?
In Nigeria, there's not a lot of rape case issues as at the time I left. And recently when I go, like, there's not... Nigerians, like, the mom tells them all the sin about it. Like,
there's so much culture back home.
Don't bring a baby while you're still young. Make sure you get married. Like, we are warned about this. Like, you see, rape is an actual big offense. Like, it's a very big offense.
Girls, it's like a flex.
Nigeria, you can't lie about rape, bro. If you don't lie about it, it's a flex to have a kid here.
Yeah, some girls will be like, no, you don't have a baby. Me, I have a baby. I've heard girls like that.
Come on.
Trust me. Like, rape is not. Do you know how many girls are getting pregnant now?
So it's not a game.
Like, they don't care. So you guys aren't using protection.
People have kids at the age of 15.
Me, I use protection. I'm telling you, people have kids
like, at a very young age.
Is there a social grant in Nigeria when you have a kid? Let's say you're 20 with a kid. Does government
in Nigeria, you're on your own.
There's nothing.
Government doesn't give girls money when they're pregnant.
Only God looks after you, bro. God are your parents.
There's no grants in Nigeria. Like, you don't get all these... It's only now that they're starting to introduce housing grants. Mm-hmm. They give you 2 years to pay off the house. But here where you have like 15, 20 years to pay off your bond, never. Yeah. Those cars you see that is being bought and they pay every month,
probably owe debts in this country. But in Nigeria, those things are difficult, bro.
Let's make money and buy cash.
So you see why Nigerians buy cash in this country, right?
There's no credit in Nigeria.
They don't understand credit. Like, it's very difficult.
No, most African countries, even Rwanda or... Congo.
No credit.
No, they don't have credit. They buy everything cash.
Let's buy cash. I think in Nigeria, right? We don't have proper address system in Nigeria. So sometimes when you take a loan from
the bank,
you might decide to move.
What if I move out? The bank is gonna lose, bro. They don't know.
And they don't find you.
And you guys
and think there's so many people in Nigeria.
And you guys think all Nigerians look alike.
Nah.
South Africa's so bro, but tell me about the party the clubbing scene in Nigeria right now.
You come back, man.
Nah, it's lit, nah.
You go to Nigeria, so you not
the clubbing scene in Nigeria right now is very hectic. I was in like over like 7 clubs in Nigeria. I was in Q-Logs. What's the name of this club? Columbiana.
Mm.
I was in like Red Room.
You will not come back.
I was in like a lot of clubs in Nigeria. And I will tell you, like, there's a lot of crowd to fill the clubs.
Oh.
Wow. So tell me. Why won't you want to go every day?
There are over 200 million people in Nigeria.
Isn't it 300?
You understand? So you see, in Nigerian club, there's no competition. You have a club, I have a club. He has a club, four other club.
You would get your crowd.
Everybody will get their crowd.
Mm.
Wow.
In Nigerian club, they don't do lineups.
We don't need...
All they can do is special appearance. Whiskey might be to the club.
Whiskey might be here.
Might be. And they
just to sit there.
Yeah, and they don't even... Sometimes Whiskey can just walk into... you can invite Whiskey to your club. It goes to the rest three clubs. Nobody gives a fuck, bro.
Whoa!
Like, there's no, like, artist, like, hosted by special appearance Mac G.
Yeah.
Special appearance, like...
Mac G and
so on. Casper. There's nothing like that in Nigeria, bro. People just go to the clubs and they can just say Ama Piano Night, featuring some Ama Piano ladies because you guys are foreign.
Yeah.
And because you guys went to East Club, you guys can say, like, I'm tired, I'm going to East Club.
Mm.
And then I'm going to, like, they go to about five clubs in Nigeria before. Clubs close at 8, 9 in the morning.
A quick one, bro. A lot of South African girls with big nyash, ne?
Mm.
They go there and they post these flyers that they are hosting at clubs. What is the real business they're getting down to there?
It's a shower business.
Shower.
Selling, huh?
Shower.
So they're selling ass. Like to say it, but let's be honest. Because he's just said that if people are not starstruck to see Wizkid, why would they be starstruck to see a random South African girl's big ass?
What I think about South African girls going to do in Nigeria is I see most of them likes dancing. I see the dancers a lot. And I see most of them. Can I tell you something? Apart from this Ashore work, there are people in South Africa that really understands English. That they need them for their PR job, for them to meet other people, for them to meet other celebrities.
I get you.
Yes, Ashawo on the side.
But the thing is, Ashawo is selling ass.
The things are going to sell.
Yes, on the side.
Ashawo is prostitute.
Prostitute.
Oh, okay. Ashawo. So the ones we see.
Ashawo.
Oh, Ashawo.
No, that's not Ashawo.
I think you want to go, bro. I think it's like bus a shower. Also, the when we see, because Crocs just fly out, man, and they're hosting parties. I'm like, damn, they're getting more.
He might not want to say it, but trust me, it's a shower business.
But I'm telling you, like, people, some people are really educated, bro. And they just want to do,
it's a shower
do
business.
No more things. And I tell you, Nigerian likes very nice. They'll probably put you in some nice position, like a PR role, public relation officers, like to like.
You have big news, you're going to Nigeria. Forget PR, my brother.
But you know.
Thanks for telling it like it is, bro. That's the truth, bro. He's just being straight.
You know, in Nigeria, when you literally get to the club, your sex, because. You know, Big Nash is not rampant in the
But South African girls have sex appeal. That's what I'm going to say.
They very, yeah.
Yeah. We have the hardest women,
have you seen these girls? Women. You get to Nigeria where I feel like the Nigerian boys in South Africa, they're rich, right? But they're the rich ones that are in Nigeria.
In Nigeria, bro, the money.
The real money people.
Oh, yeah, because it's in dollars, right?
It's Naira, but
Naira, sorry.
Dollars yeah, like rampant.
The rich.
Yeah, yeah, no. You know,
so you get in the club with that big ass and you tell someone tells you, hey, I give you $10,000 now. No, let's go. It's a shower business. You run nicely.
Can I tell you something? As a guy, if a woman comes to you and says, I'll give you $10,000, won't you do it?
It's part of the lifestyle.
It's part of the lifestyle.
So that's what they do. That's why they go into Nigeria. Anybody that tells you they go into Nigeria to go sell meat or do PR, they're lying.
Say something to you now.
Yeah, selling
put those girls in your shoes. You as a guy, if a girl comes to you and
if a girl promised me $10,000, wouldn't you do it?
So you see, let's not.
Yeah, but let's not cap what they're going to do.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it. He's saying let's be honest about the transaction, and you're right.
I don't want us to like maybe criticize the female gender.
Yeah,
we're just gonna say the truth and be like.
Money
what
is money.
A woman can do, a man can also do it.
I just want to give us money.
Would you tell me like, oh, that woman gave you $10,000 to sleep with you? You'd be like, no, I made that money you brought to me. You understand?
No one is going to say no to $10,000.
Exactly.
For sex. Let's be honest.
We know what they're going
to do. So 300K?
Come on. Women are just unlucky. Like, not women approach us. Like, women don't approach us and say, like, not a lot of us. Like, they don't say, like, take money. Mm. And so you see, let's just appreciate people who are just trying to hustle. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
So you say a woman comes to me and says she wants to fuck me for $10,000. And she's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fucking there. I'm tapping.
She's not hot because some of these big boys are not hot.
Yeah. Is that financial reasons not
I will put a pillow. We'll do something.
Yeah, you see exactly what I'm saying, bro.
You would fuck for... You would... Yay.
The financial system is hot. What are you saying, bro?
You drink with peso even.
You don't peso.
I know.
Yo, Dre, Manny, thank you so much for coming through, man. This was so awesome, bro. I want to bring Saul to Abuja because the last time I was there, I was in Abuja. But it was like 2008, bro.
Let's go to Lagos, bro. Abuja is not so much happening. Lagos,
is it?
You will not come back if you go to Lagos.
Man. Let's go to Lagos, dog.
Let's go to Lagos. Let's go to Lagos.
Yeah, I'm a piano faster.
Very fast.
Very fast, bro.
40 BPM.
The piano is very fast.
Yeah, killing my job.
So, if we're going to be playing at 130, we are fucked.
You must learn the style. You must listen to the other DJ that played before you. You know what BPM to use.
Like, they're very fast. Like, the tempo is high.
Yeah, no, I heard on Big Brother, the one where they had South Africans and Nigerians, when they had a Nigerian DJ.
I think Toy. That's Toy, right?
Anyway, Pinduk, anything else you know?
Bro, no offense, right? So, like, I lived amongst a lot of West Africans, right? And your palms are yellow, man. Like, is it because of the diet and stuff? You see, like, what causes that? Have you been aware of that?
Fuck, bro, I didn't even see that, bro.
Because I've always noticed it. Like,
stuff like this.
Like, your palms are yellow.
I don't even know my palms.
Do you know
what? Mine are red. Are these yellow?
They're yellow, bro. Shit, no, yours are not all of them, but many of them.
Maybe it's the food. I don't know.
Maybe there's no clear reason.
I didn't even notice those.
It's a random question, but it's random things.
Yeah, that's interesting.
But how do you notice?
Like, I never even noticed
palm.
About Pam's like, yeah. Like yellow.
I don't know, man. I'm just like
you shake your hands and turn like, hey, let me see.
Maybe that's why you don't like girls bring you. That's why you don't like sparkler girls.
Yeah.
That's why you don't like sparkler girls.
Sparkler girls are too. Nah, it's just too much attention, man. I would
have. Trust me, my brother. When your tax bracket increase, you love sparkler
girls. I doubt it, bro. I doubt it. When I buy that 20,000 rand bottle,
you buy it. I want Domperion or an Ace of Spades. Why are you spending
20k
on a bottle if people won't see you?
Bro, we must party with you guys for content's sake.
Yeah, we're coming, bro. Which clubs are you promoting?
Montana, Sumo. Yeah, both of them.
We're coming, bro. Mm. Yeah, let's Let's go. Let's,
and then you guys will show us how to ball, yeah?
So you see,
we'll even wear the chains and the Louis and the whatever.
Don't come,
your, don't come with your bank card, eh?
you guys will handle that, hey, man.
Bro, you would close That's the fine, podcast bro. Nicely. Don't come with your
next studio's money.
You're selling cameras to pay for alcohol. Don't do that, bro.
Because in those clubs, the pressures are worse.
Yo, bro.
For real.
I've got one question here I wanted to ask from the ghost lady.
Man, I was playing at Moloko the one time, and they kept on stopping my set.
From a ghost lady, is this life?
Every time.
No. Ghost lady, she's part of the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
And every time I someone bought a bottle, they stop and they play the Undertaker soundtrack. Wow. You bring out the bottles. You enjoy that. It's like,
he was part of
all eyes on you.
Like, I love the Undertaker soundtrack. I remember the first time at Hydro when I used to work at Hydro. So, because my nickname is Adbreak. So I wanted that Undertaker sound so bad. Like, I really do. Like, I used to tell Digital, listen, when the bottles are coming, it's a speed upward. I want the Undertaker soundtrack. Because you know why? It engineers someone. It's pressure. Like,
yeah.
You know, in the clubs, is a competition of who is about to spend more money. Mm. And you see, I want you to put you a bowler, another bowler in the same section.
And you compete.
I want you to, like, compete.
But you're the one who wins. You're the club promoter wins. Club owner wins.
That's a circle for you.
Fucking hell, man.
So now me as...
Sounds like a Champions League final. Me as a young boy,
even in the Champions League final, you know who wins?
Four bottles.
FIFA.
Yeah, FIFA.
Exactly.
Sitting, me as a young boy sitting in one corner by like bottles of 50K or something, and then you're in the other corner, and you know that your bank balance is like 10 million or 20 million, and then you're like, who's that young boy? How much did he buy? 50K? Give me bottles of 100K. I want him to keep quiet.
But fuck that Undertaker shit, man. You gotta cut that shit out.
Man, we're trying to play.
I just bought a bottle of. I just bought one bottle of.
Hey, go get your sparkles.
Man, fuck your bottle. I paid you with this bottle.
but did you know this something? The Undertaker thing has stopped because you know what? We became more civilized. Like, it's hard for you to listen to the donors when you buy nice bottles. All we can do is lower down the music for the MCs to give you a shout out.
This guy complained so bad at boot. What's his name? I think it was Tellerman.
Tellerman, yeah.
Yo, bro, that guy almost died on this. He was performing.
So Tellerman,
yeah. He was performing and then they go, boom, dude, man.
Oh, so in my time, we don't do those things anymore because people are grown and people have become more richer.
Yeah.
Like, you understand? I'm sure probably when you started this, you didn't have the slides.
Yeah.
But you look at you now, bro.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you see?
Yeah.
So it's like that.
Nah, got you, man. This is a question from the ghost lady. She said, what businesses fall under the title of 419?
Scam, bro.
Yahoo Boys.
Scam.
Oh, what is that? I don't know what that is.
419 is literally scam. It's another name for scam.
Oh, so she's asking which businesses are scamming.
It's scam.
Scam.
Taking from...
like selling, saying, I'm selling you this thing and you never get it.
Why couldn't she ask that, like...
You have an experience, right?
Like a normal person.
No, I get her. No, I, this yeah, time I get her question. I get her question. Yeah. Like, what's 419?
It even could if you be put 419 Google, it's there.
Okay, I'll go home and Google
it. Yeah, like if I sell you something online and you never get it, that's partly 419 scam.
Bro. That's scam.
Or I'm saying I'm giving out loans and then you qualify. Give
you
me a
tried you a lot of times. Give me a deposit.
No, you know why? I lived in Hillbrow, bro. I know everything.
When you posted some Nigerian number trying to like hit you up.
Yeah, exactly. Some Nigerian number, for example, hit me up on some, they were selling me something or whatever. You know, I'm like, no, it's just a chick stuck in Western Cape or whatever. What the fuck, man? You know, I wasn't born yesterday.
A lot of people fall for it. Eh? You'll be shocked.
It's gullible. People fall for these things.
A lot of people fall for it.
You'll be shocked. Okay, so I learned a lot today, man. 419 is scamming.
Yeah.
And then we've got Dragon. That, Dragon.
It's girls who drink too much.
No, ugly
reckless
girls.
Ugly girls.
Ugly reckless girls. Dragons.
Oh, grenades.
Dragons. Ugly reckless girls.
Ugly and reckless.
With no decorum.
Okay.
Like, and no then style, like,
yes. No elegance.
The all the South African girls with big nyash going to an event in Nigeria.
It's a shower, they say. A shower. They are selling. Nyash.
Yeah, Ashawes, they're selling Nyash.
Yeah.
They're
so all the girls we see on Instagram posting.
95% of them. They might hit me at the club, but it is what it is.
So they will get paid for hosting at the club, but there's another business happening.
Hey, man. Paying you at
like
the club,
I said, people need to survive. Money.
Yeah, people need to survive. They're hustling. Bro.
And then all the Nigerians selling drugs higher up.
You must focus on the higher ones, the government.
So you're not denying there's a lot of, our Nigerians.
I mean, they're the last on the food chain when it comes to drug dealing.
But the bringer in.
Yes, they're the government.
Nigerians don't import.
They don't.
Nigerians don't work at the customs.
How do the drugs get in?
How do you get through customs? If you can't even get a job as a graphic designer at a company, a legit company.
Then how do you bring stuff in through customs?
In Nigeria, can't even be a policeman, bro. Have you seen a Nigerian policeman in this country?
Have you seen a South African policeman in Nigeria, though, also, you know?
The Chinese policeman.
It's possible, but you don't want to apply. If you want to apply as a policeman in Nigeria, there are chances you get it, bro.
For real?
Yes.
Nigerians hold foreigners on high esteem than...
Yes, bro.
They treat you better than the way they treat me as a Nigerian.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, Nigerians are very nice, bro.
They treat you better. If you go to Nigeria, go to Lagos, for instance, they treat you better than the way they treat me. They want to accommodate you.
They want to accommodate you. They'll give you food. They want you to come back. But some of them, I want your travel allowance. Depends on the Nigerian you meet. Like, oh, you have some travel allowance. Let's party, bro.
Yeah. Whoa.
But you spend your money yourself, actually. Man, Nigerians are lovely people.
But Nigerians are lovely people.
You just need to go to Lagos.
Dre, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, man.
This is dope, man.
Appreciate you.
We're coming at you from Rai Studios. What's the email to use the studios? If people want to use the Rise Studios.
If people want to book the studios.
Arise Studios.
Arise Studios.
Website
www.arisestudios.co.za.
Yeah.
All right. Can you hear all the Nigerian scammers already going to the website?
We're happy, guys.
I want to book studios. We charge 5,000 to come, but we'll pay 80,000. And who falls for that, man? Honestly, sometimes people do fall for scams, bro.
Hey, man, we out here. Podcast and chill. Boom.
Peace.
Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Even if when they ask you, how sabine, do not fear. For if you do, just say, Anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.